I couldn't think of anything I'd want to do less than this. This is like my worst nightmare. And I don't have a story. So thank you, Jessica.
Good opportunity.
Okay, so I can talk about myself for hours. There's a story that has a password in it. So for a long time in my life, I was pretty sure I was a boy. And I remember, this will all come together at some point, I think. I remember very clearly, like, pulling that thing down in between my legs and telling my friend Sarah Wyszynski, see, I'm a boy. That's a boy thing. It wasn't. And so I started all of these gangs in my town. And I enlisted all the boys in the neighborhood, Bryce Patterson, my little brother Tony. And I always wanted to save the world and fight injustice. And there was a bully in my neighborhood named Steve Thomas. So he used to catch lightning bugs and smear them on his shirt. Now, isn't that really sad? So I started this gang called the Bully Busters. I also had a shark club and a garden club. I always made myself the president, though. So I was president of the Bully Busters, and I thought I was a boy. And we had a Bully Buster mobile, and Bryce and Tony and I were all in it together. And our goal in life was to hunt down Steve Thomas when he was out and attack him with our Bully Buster mobile, which was a skateboard with a drawer tied on top with a belt. And I really wanted a clubhouse. This is important. I have five brothers and sisters, but I wanted a clubhouse, so I'm pretty sure my dad built it for me. That's what I told everyone. So we would hunt down Steve Thomas, and oh my God, this is horrible. My little brother was involved in the situation, and he was kind of a dork, and so sometimes I didn't want him to hang out with me and Bryce. And what does it have to, the password. So we had, in the clubhouse, Tony was not allowed to come in unless he knew the password. And because I hated Steve Thomas, it was only some derivation of, like, we weren't allowed to say suck or balls or shit or any bad word. So it would be like, Steve Thomas eats poo, or Steve Thomas licks snails. And if I didn't want Tony to come in, I would just quickly change the password so Bryce and I would hang out all day, and Tony had to stay at the bottom. And that's it.
What happened to Steve Thomas?
Steve Thomas became a landscape architect, and he works in California on, like, this fancy golf course, I think Pebbles Beach or something like that.
Did you get him, though?
He still probably smears lightning.